That was the hang up button.
I'm testing all the buttons.
You got the hang up button.
Okay. Can you tell that I'm a avid all day long every day Zoom user, but not Skype?
Yeah, well, you know, we like to use the ancient technologies here that existed before March of 2020. Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and some fruit farmers from Amherst, Sally and Bob Fitz, the owners of Small Ones Farm. Sally, how long have you been farming in Amherst?
This will be our 17th growing season.
And what is on the farm and available right now, Bob?
We are an orchard, so we have a large variety of apples, normally around 50 varieties. We also grow raspberries and grapes. The grapes are finished. The raspberries are slowing down, and now we're coming into the strong apple season after a fairly good peach season.
And I see on your website that while maybe in most years you can go and pick your own, this year we'll leave the picking up to you all and then come and pick up a bag.
More likely a box, because we have had a bit of a lower than usual yield this year for a number of reasons. We did not have pick your own because we had such a light crop.
It's not pandemic related this time, because you do have a pretty big farm, right?
Yes, we do. If we had a decent size apple crop this year, we would have had apple picking.
Can you share a little bit more about the light crop and what has made that come about this year?
For us, it's largely weather related. The drought has caused us to have a smaller size fruit and therefore less yield out of the orchard. That's one thing. And the second thing is, again, weather related. Around the time of blossom, which is the second week in May, the pollination did not proceed well. We did not have a good fruit set this year. That is not always understandable as to why that happens, but that is what happened. And so we're bearing the results of that.
I always ask this of all apple farmers that I have on, and I'll ask this of you, Sally and Bob Fitz. Do you have a favorite apple, Sally?
My favorite apple is the one that just came in. To sound so wishy-washy, but every year we anticipate one apple, it comes in and we're just delighted. And then the next week or 3 days later, you know, the Davy comes in, or the Spigold comes in, or the Art's Favorite, which is a sport variety only on our farm, that came in. And every time it came in, no, this is our favorite. And so I'm sorry to sound so not very committed, but that is literally what happens every year.
Bob, do you have an answer that sounds less like a politician?
Yeah, that's right.
What I find is that the best tasting fruit varies year to year. So that one year it's Davy, another year it's Spencer, another year it's McCown, and Northern Spy is a great old fashioned apple and can be just mind blowing as to how good it is.
Am I to understand that you are, a phrase I'm not familiar with, certified natural?
Certified naturally grown. It's a program that is based upon peer reviews, farmer to farmer reviews of our implementation of the National Organic Program Standard, and requires us to use all certified materials, no synthetics. We follow the same standards as the National Organic Program.
I'm going to liken this to religion. I grew up Catholic, so this is more like Episcopal, because you neither have the Pope nor the King of England, but you're doing everything pretty much exactly the same. Organic without the Pope.
That's right.
We do whatever Henry VI wants us to do.
And the CNG program is, what's helpful about it is that it is a quick way for people to get a sense of the kind of growing that we do without a lot of the machinations involved with the certified organic program. We're a smaller farm, we're a smaller operation, we have a smaller clientele, and so the CNG program, we're going to grow with the way we grow, which is to say using organic methods, no matter what anybody calls it, and so the CNG program is really a great fit for us, given what we grow and our clientele.
Because for those who don't know, it can be cost prohibitive to get that official organic certification. So this is interesting that this exists. I'm glad that this is something that does exist for farmers like you.
Right. And it's far more popular in the South than it has been up here in the Northeast.
For reasons we don't understand.
So I'm curious, how has the pandemic affected, you know, you as orchardists and the kind of work and amount of work that you've needed to do this season?
Really, the effect has evolved. Initially, we thought we were going to have to put in bizarre practices to make sure that we could keep our customers safe. And we're very grateful that our produce comes a little bit later than vegetable farmers, and they have blazed a trail of these creative and really safe practices of curbside pickup and online purchasing. So we have really followed along with that. So instead of a farm stand where people can drive up and come into our little farm stand house and make purchases, people instead can purchase online in the mornings, and then we have a designated two-hour period in the afternoon from 4 to 6, and people drive up and they pick up what they purchased. If people happen to drive through at that point in time, we'll also sell what we have available. We have, as one of our CSA members called it, the biggest sneeze guard they've ever seen, which is a plastic covering on most of the front of the farm stand. And that helps to protect the staff who are inside the stand, who are doing the prepping and sorting, et cetera. The major impact for us in terms of, you know, cost of funds or time has really been that we have had fewer staff on the farm this year. We have an internship program that we did not run this year. Our staff members have for various reasons been working fewer hours that relate more to their own schedules and lives. And that has meant that Bob and I have had to put in many, many more hours than in the past. And we have also brought our teenage daughter into the mix, which, you know, has been incredibly helpful. She's been wonderful. And with the pandemic, she had fewer places to go. So all of those things worked out.
That's the reason people were having kids in the first place, right?
New job opportunities.
Yeah, you're supposed to have kids so they can help out on the farm. That's what I always tell my kids. So.
That's right. It's become a very homesteady little house on the prairie, you know, through no fault of our own. But it's been wonderful. It's actually, we've spent a lot more time together, so we have no complaints. She's been great, and that's been a really big help.
Sally and Bob Fitz from Small Ones Farm in Amherst, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.